My name is Scott Anderson, and you've reached my podcast. Continuing my once-a-week podcast, I've been doing it now for about 6 weeks. It's kind of working out so far. It's interesting. Today I want to talk a little bit about the concept of freedom of speech, and in particular, freedom of speech as it relates to society as a whole. First of all, there are many places on Earth where freedom of speech is not something that people ask for, push for that matter, have. In fact, freedom of speech very often in many places is simply the right not to get shot when you open your mouth. Whether or not you're allowed to say whatever you're thinking, that's a different question. It has nothing to do with the question freedom of speech. But in many places of the world, freedom of speech is encouraged. However, in many places in the world, and we have to be very careful, freedom of speech is codified. And by codified, what I mean is there are rules around it. In fact, there are particular three rules. The first is you cannot utilize speech to cause harm to others. Right? You can't yell fire in a crowded movie house. Somebody's going to get hurt. If there is no fire, that's not appropriate. You can't threaten to kill somebody without, you know, repercussions. It's just not appropriate. We don't threaten to kill people. It's, you know, it's just wrong. So when we think about the concept of freedom of speech, you know, that's what we're really talking about. We're talking about this concept of, you know, how do you or why do you or what are the rules by it? And the last one, of course, the last rule that has been the last few years pretty codified, pretty tight, pretty effective ultimately, is the concept of hate speech, right? You can't say something derogatory about a group or a person within a group that is in a way derogatory or demeaning, right? So we have to live within those three rules of freedom of speech. The framers of the Constitution, if you look at the origination of the Constitution, which is the papers written by Jay, Madison, and Hamilton, called the Federalist Papers, the codification of freedom of speech was in that as well, in the sense that there are boundaries for freedom of speech. And we have to be careful that we don't exceed those boundaries. The other side of it is, however, that the framers in the Federalist Papers really wanted to get across was, you know, there are no ultimate effective ways to limit freedom of speech other than, you know, through the codification of the legal system. So constitutionally, in the United States, we are given freedom of speech, but that freedom of speech, as I said, has legal limits, and the legal limits of freedom of speech is codified by the Supreme Court. In fact, they just decided that a high school exceeded its rights when it suspended a cheerleader who was off campus and posted a very derogatory message about the process that she had just undergone. That's not against people. And that's not against the rules, and that was protected by her freedom of speech. Yeah, would she probably not post it now later? Absolutely. I'm sure looking back, she thinks, I wish I hadn't done that. But that's, you know, that's the reality of the world around us. The problem is that there is a tool set and a growth area for information dispersal that isn't bound by some of the rules of freedom of speech. And that's the internet. I look at some of the stuff that people post on the internet, and I'm kind of scared because it's really questionable conspiracy theory information that people read. People listen to it, pay attention to it, consume it. And it allows for some philosophies and some feelings of effectively not good views of the world. Every group on earth has the right to exist. So, you know, we've got to have a situation where this concept of freedom of speech allows for all groups to exist as well. So what I tell people about the internet is, first of all, you know, I've been involved with the internet and been on the internet and been helping build the internet for more than 40 years now. And in that time period, you know, I've learned a lot of things about the internet. And I will honestly tell you that what I tell people about the internet is quite simple. The internet is an ocean. It's 2 inches deep to 10,000 feet deep. And that's great, right? The problem is that the water is so murky, you can't tell how deep that water where you are is. And you are on top of a 50-foot tower, which, by the way, if you've ever been up on a 50-foot diving tower, when you look down at the water below, it doesn't look clear. Even if it is clear, it doesn't look like you can't see the bottom, right? It's kind of scary, but you jump anyway, right? Well, if that is 2-inch water in the internet that you've just leaped into head first, you're dead. If it's 10,000-foot water and you hit a whale, you're probably dead too, but that's a freak occurrence, right? You're not likely to hit a whale. You are likely to hit bottom if it's only 2 inches. So you got to be careful with the internet. Consider the fact that the water around you is only 2 inches deep. My name is Scott Anderson. Thank you very much for listening to my podcast.